We have 6 students enrolled in seminary this year. 5 of them are on campus from day to day. One, however, currently is in Germany, hoping to be here second semester. His name, some of you know, his name is David Weiss. He is a CLC member of Messiah, who has already spent 2 years of his post-college education at 2 seminaries in his home country. But God has led him to leave both seminaries because, as he found out, they were teaching contrary to the Bible in certain areas of doctrine. God has now led David to us, this church body, and this seminary, in search of the truth. It's the same truth that the Lord led Martin Luther to find in the Scriptures, the only place where God has put His truth. It's the same truth in the same place for you and me to have in full, according to the plan and the promise of our text. We read this morning 1 John 2, beginning at verse 24. As for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which He Himself made to us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. And as for you, the anointing which you received from Him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as His anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in Him. The Apostle John refers to the gift of the Holy Spirit when he writes, the anointing which you received from Him abides in you. This anointing or giving of the Holy Spirit happens for every believer at the moment of conversion. You see, when the Spirit comes to create faith in your heart, He comes to stay as the tutor sent from heaven, whose specialty is to show you what the Bible means, to give you a greater understanding of it, as well as a greater conviction and a greater faith based firmly, anchored squarely on all of its truth. As the Apostle wrote, the Spirit Himself will teach you concerning all things. That is, all the true doctrines from God as revealed in God's Word. Of course, it's not an automatic thing like the created impulse in you to breathe air. Nor will it be a routine thing like doing a chore or downloading something from the cloud. It will involve the usual spectrum of mental activities such as listening, reading, paying close attention to the words, even specific words in a text, thinking through the details as God meant them to be understood, remembering, applying, learning, and relearning. But as you do these things with the Bible as your focus, the only source of truth from God, it is the Spirit who connects the dots in your mind. It is the Holy Spirit who causes God's truth to stick in your hearts. Let's get a handle on the long-term objective. What is the point of it all? Is it about accuracy, getting it right, or being able to say, I'm on the side of God here? Think of verse 26. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. That sounds like a warning. There are people trying to deceive us spiritually. And this is very much in line with something else the apostle wrote in the same letter. Many false prophets have gone out into the world. The lies are out there. There are people willing to bring them our way. And some of them are very well disguised. So with a sense of urgency, God tells us all to test the spirits. Beware of false prophets. Watch out for those causing divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine you have learned, and avoid them. God gives the warning and the commands to keep you and me spiritually safe, to preserve your grasp, the grasp of your saving faith upon that gift of eternal life. Because the Lord loves you, and because His Son has died to give you eternal life, He follows through as a good father would. He installs these safeguards to protect you, me, and all of His children from the very real threat of spiritual harm in the form of false doctrines. It's been nearly 500 years. You and I today are heirs of the Reformation, following in the footsteps of Luther and the Reformers, but only because God made it happen. We need to recognize both a tremendous gift of grace as well as a day-to-day responsibility. In other words, we can't afford to be careless, as though it doesn't matter what we do or don't do with the Bible. From the oldest to the youngest among us, we all have a potential by nature to let go of the Bible's teachings, to lose them either quickly or slowly. But with the Bible as the reliable guide and the Spirit as the constant tutor of heart and mind, we still have God at work among us, within us, pushing back the devil and his lies, claiming us for the truth, and using that same truth to preserve us as His people, rightly joined together. For that, let us thank Him in the wake of our Reformation celebration. Moving forward, let us also count on Him for more of the same. This grace of knowing and confessing the truth through that anointing of the Spirit. Amen. We close our worship with hymn 224, the first two stanzas of hymn 224.